Hello everyone and welcome to a new web session about Office 365. My name is Alexandru Kazaku and I'm a support escalation engineer in Office 365 Exchange Online team. Today we are going to talk about how to purge a self-deleted mailbox in Exchange Online. Why would we want to do such a thing, you may ask? Well, the most obvious reasons are provisioning of new mailboxes results in conflicts. We have issues with an active mailbox and we discover that the cause is a soft-deleted mailbox that has the same details. This can occur, for example, during an e-discovery search. Also, it might be happening when we are performing a migration from on-premise Exchange to Exchange Online and mailboxes are not being migrated and we have errors. Also, because we already have soft-deleted mailboxes that are using the details of the mailboxes that we want to migrate. We are going to begin our discussion by talking about the agenda of this web session. And the agenda is comprised of these topics. What was the previous behavior of a soft deleted mailbox in Office 365? What is the current behavior of a soft deleted mailbox in Office 365? How can a mailbox go into a soft deleted state in Office 365? How to purge a soft deleted mailbox and errors that might prevent us from immediately purge soft deleted mailboxes. And we are going to begin with the first topic, which is speaking about the previous behavior that we've had in Office 365 for soft deleted mailboxes. And that is, previously, if we would have deleted an active user while he would still have the license assigned, his mailbox would go into a soft deleted state and could have been recovered just by restoring the user from the deleted user's container in the Office 365 Admin Center. Now, if we would also purge the MSOL user from Office 365 by using the PowerShell commandlet remove MSOL user, the object ID of the MSOL user, and the parameter remove from recycle bin, his soft deleted mailbox would also be purged unless it was specifically put on litigation hold or included in a mailbox search that would have been placed on in-place hold. Okay, now, currently, this behavior has changed. Our first situation where we would delete a user that still has the license assigned would remain the same, as in we would have the soft deleted user account and also his mailbox would be in a soft deleted state. Nothing different up to now. However, we have changed the situation where we would also purge the MSOL user account, and now the mailbox is no longer purged after we purge the active user from Office 365. It will remain in a soft deleted state, and it doesn't matter if the mailbox was previously put on litigation hold or in place hold. And we are going to continue by showing you how can a mailbox go into a soft deleted state in Office 365. Remember that all the situations that we are going to speak about require that we do not unassign the license of the user while deleting the user in Office 365 at any point. Why? Because removing the license from a user will result in a disabled mailbox. Disabled mailboxes are a completely different thing than soft deleted mailboxes. They cannot be seen with PowerShell. They cannot be seen in the admin interface in Exchange Online. And basically, the mailbox becomes disconnected. It can be reconnected if we reassign the license to the user with the condition to have the original user in Office 365, not another variant of the user which has been recreated but with the same details. Okay, now without speaking more about this, I'm going to go right into our demo. And for this, we're going to log in Office 365. I am already logged in. And we are going to choose a user mailbox that we have in Office 365. For example, we're going to look for this one. Okay. We are going to make sure that it has an Exchange Online license assigned between all the other licenses. We are going to expand the E3 subscription, and yes, we have a license. I'm going to close this interface, and we are going to just delete the user while he still has the license assigned. Okay, we do have other options for preventing access, such as block the user from signing in, reset the user passwords, or remove product licenses. We do not want to remove any product licenses at this point, so we are just going to say delete. Okay. If we go into our deleted user container, we see the user here. And now, if we go to mailboxes in Exchange Admin Center, let's see, we should see the mailbox here. Okay, this seems to be another mailbox. Yeah, okay, now I think we have the mailbox in soft deleted. Yes, this is the one, it's pod byte size 1. Okay, it was deleted today, the 23rd of February 2017. We do have the option to recover it, however, we don't want to recover it in this point. We can also see the mailbox if we use PowerShell, and the command would be get mailbox soft deleted mailbox. This is a required parameter. Okay, and we can see the pod byte size 1 mailbox here in a soft deleted state. So this is pretty much how a mailbox can reach a soft deleted state. Again, remember that we don't want to unassign the license of a user. This is in case that we still need to recover the mailbox. And now we can also run the command get MSOL user return deleted users, and we would see that we still have the MSOL account here, which is in deleted users container. And what we are going to do next, we are just going to purge the user. We will need object ID of the user or its UID. Okay, this is the one. The command is remove MSOL user. Object ID, and we use the object ID that we obtained with the previous command, And now we use the parameter remove from recycle bin, and we also add force. Okay, this should have deleted the user. We are just going to verify again. Yes. So the deleted user's container is empty currently in Office 365. We can see as well in the interface if we just go back or do a refresh on the page. Okay, we are in deleted users and there is nothing here. That means that the purge process was successful. And now it's time to verify and confirm the behavior that I was speaking about earlier, which was saying that purging an MSOL user now no longer purges its mailbox as well. So the mailbox would remain in a soft deleted state regardless of it if it has been placed on litigation hold or in place hold. Let's see. Yes, we still have the mailbox here. We can. Okay, the mailbox is still in soft deleted state, and this is how a mailbox can reach a soft deleted state in Office 365. Now, the question is how to purge a soft deleted mailbox. Purging a soft deleted mailbox will require the use of PowerShell. We would need to connect with PowerShell to Office 365 to exchange online because the interface does not allow us to purge mailboxes. As you can see, if I go once again here in Exchange Admin Center and deleted mailboxes, I only have the option to recover a mailbox, but I don't have the option to purge it. And by going back to PowerShell, the command that we need to use for purging a soft deleted mailbox is remove mailbox and I'm going to provide the alias of the mailbox and then specifying the parameter permanently delete. Okay, now it's asking me if I'm sure that I want to do this. I'm going to say yes. And basically that's it. If I go to get mailbox off deleted mailbox once more, I should see only one mailbox, and I do see one mailbox. My soft deleted mailbox was purged. Okay. So this is how we can purge a soft deleted mailbox. However, we may come into different scenarios, situations where purging a soft deleted mailbox may not work right away and we may receive some errors. Now I'm going to continue and I'm going to speak about those situations, which are quite a few. And the first one is related to multiple entries, that the soft deleted mailbox is matching multiple entries. That means that another mailbox is active with the same details. And in order to reproduce the same scenario that I'm speaking of here, I'm going to go back in Office 365 in active users. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to create a new user Hope that the interface will load faster. Let's try again. Okay. I'm going to use the same details as the mailbox that we just purged. Basically, I'm going to recreate the user. Okay. I'm going to choose my custom domain. Password would be auto-generated. I don't need that. I'm not going to assign administrator roles. And in licenses, I'm just going to click on the Exchange Online license. I don't need the others since we are speaking about Exchange and mailboxes. And I'm going to say add. At this point, Office 365 should provision me both the user and its mailbox. Let's see, I should see the user here, and yes, here it is. If I go to mailboxes, his mailbox should appear here at any point. It may take a while. Let's verify with the shell as well. Yeah, okay, we have a mailbox for the user. Verifying in the interface, yes, we can see the mailbox here. Okay. Now, I was saying that our first error that we are speaking about is about a mailbox, a soft deleted mailbox, that when we try to purge, it will give us a message that it matches multiple entries. What we are going to do now is we're just going to purge the user. Okay, I'm going to say delete user. Yes. Okay, user has been deleted. We are going to verify again in PowerShell. Return deleted users. Okay. And now I'm going to purge the user. Just like I did the last time. Using the same command, remove MSFL user object ID and remove from recycle bin force. Okay. Now, checking the soft deleted mailboxes. I do have a soft deleted mailbox here. Okay. At this point, because I have the soft deleted mailbox, but I might not know that there is a soft deleted mailbox with these details, I'm going to go back in the Office 365 admin interface and I will again create the same user. With the same details, going to assign license and click add. This should create a new user with a new mailbox but with the same details as the soft deleted mailbox. Let's monitor and see if I get the mailbox created. Okay, for the time being it has not been provisioned. Okay, the mailbox has appeared and it's an active mailbox. It's tied to a user, to an active user. And this is the moment when I'm going to try and purge the soft deleted mailbox. I'm going to say get mailbox, soft deleted mailbox. Yeah. I'm going to pipe the command to remove mailbox, permanently delete. And as you can see, the error that I receive is telling me that the operation could not be performed because the object that I have in soft deleted container, soft deleted objects container, port byte size 1, matches multiple entries. And this can be verified if I try to use get mailbox. Port byte size 1. And I see this one that it's active. We can also check that these are different by selecting their GUID. Okay, and I'm going to run the same command but this time adding the soft deleted mailbox parameter. As we can see, the GUID values are different. We can also verify that the soft deleted mailbox is not connected or is not associated with an active user by specifying this parameter, external directory. So this is the external directory object ID. What this parameter is actually the GUID value of the MSOL user. This can be verified if I go and query the active mailbox. I'm going to say the same thing, external directory. Okay, and I have this external directory object ID. If I go and say get MSOL user principal name, and I'm using the principal name of my mailbox, my active mailbox. Okay, saying format list object ID. As you can see, these values are identical. This means that my mailbox in Exchange is associated with an Azure Active Directory account in Office 365, an active account. Okay. And back to our issue, which is the error message that we received about not being able to purge a self-deleted mailbox because we have matching multiple entries. We can overcome this error by using the same command of purging the mailbox. But instead of using the alias of the mailbox, which is the same, we are going to say identity, and we are going to use its GYD. Okay, as you can see, we have not received another error message. I'm going to say yes, and it's done. Going back and verifying. There is only one soft deleted mailbox. Now, why this worked is because the GYD, as you may know, it's an unique property of the object. It will uniquely identify that object in our directory. And previously, we were using the alias to purge the soft deleted mailbox, which was not working because, of course, the alias was in use by an active user and an active mailbox. So, this concludes the solution of the first error message, which is soft deleted mailbox that matches multiple entries. And now, the second one, the second error that you may come across is about the operation couldn't be performed because there is a soft deleted user. Please remove the soft deleted user and then try again. Okay, now this scenario refers to our initial discussion about how to purge, how to soft delete a mailbox. That means that if I go and say delete user, and I'm deleting the user, so he will reach the deleted user's container once more. I say close. Going back to PowerShell, we are going to verify that the mailbox reached the soft deleted state again. Can take a while. Yeah, okay. So now we have our mailbox in a soft deleted state, and we are going to try and remove it. Remove mailbox, permanently delete. Mailbox cannot be permanently deleted since there is a user associated with this mailbox in Azure AD. We will first need to delete the user in Azure Active Directory. Please refer to documentation for more details. Okay. This happens because we still have the user to which this mailbox is connected, and we still have it in our deleted users container in Office 365. Just go and check again, return deleted users, and as you can see, we have the soft deleted MSVL account in Office 365. And this is why we are not able to purge the mailbox. However, if we purge the user, okay. Now we no longer have the soft deleted user. If we try to remove the mailbox, this time around it should work and we should not receive an error message. Okay, it's still has not synchronized the fact that we purged the user associated with the mailbox. Just going to clear the screen. Okay, now it has synchronized the changes in our directories. Going to say yes, and the soft deleted mailbox has been purged. So this is what needs to be done when we encounter this error message. Going next is another error message that is saying the operation could not be performed because it is outside the writing scope of this server. The soft deleted mailbox has the isDirSynced flag set to true, and we are going to demonstrate this by going back to Office 365. And here we have a synced user. Now, in order to delete this user, and we want to make sure that it stays deleted, we are going to need our local Active Directory. This is the user. What I'm going to do, I'm going to move the user into another organizational unit, which I have set up previously to not sync objects to Office 365. And I'm going to run a sync. This should result in a deletion of the user in Office 365. Okay, it's in progress. And it's successful, which means that now I should have the user in my soft deleted users container. Let's try that one more time. Verifying here that it's no longer listed in active users, and it isn't. Going to deleted users once more, and here it is. Okay. Like before, since I do not have the option to purge the user from the interface, I'm going to use again PowerShell. I'm going to say get MSFail user return deleted users, and I should see my user here. Okay. I'm going to say remove MSFail user. This user principal name, remove from recycle bin force. Remember that I have deleted the user, or I have placed the user in local Active Directory into an organizational unit which is not synced to Office 365, which has resulted in a soft deletion of my user in Office 365 while he still had the license assigned, which means that if I'm purging the account, I will still have a soft deleted mailbox. We can check it right away by running our command get mailbox soft, deleted mailbox. And I have the synced mailbox here. And now I'm just going to try and purge it. Going to use its alias, since I do not have other active users which are using the same details. And it will not result in an error message of that kind. However, we should see. Huh, interesting. Okay. This means that at the moment when we deleted the user was no longer synchronized with Office 365. Which would mean that my scenario doesn't apply because I have unsynchronized the user. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put back the user in my organizational unit which is synchronized to Office 365. I'm going to run async again. Going back to our admin interface in Office 365 in active users, where we are waiting for the user to come up. I'm going to refresh the portal. And I should see my user here. Yes, here it is, synced mailbox. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a license again. We need to select its location. Again, I'm going to use only Exchange as a license. Close. Now let's verify that the mailbox is being provisioned. Okay. And now what I was trying to say earlier is that we have this flag set to true, which means that if I'm not putting the user in a local organizational unit in my local Active Directory, which isn't synchronized to Office 365, and if I just go and delete the user directly in Office 365, let's make sure that the mailbox is no longer found. The active mailbox, that is. I should be receiving an error message. Let me clear the screen again. Okay, it seems that it's taking a bit more time. Let's see. Still hasn't synchronized. Let's try again. Interesting. Let's check its external directory object ID. Still have this one. Verify. Okay, not sure why it did not remove the user. Okay, the user is not found, and my mailbox should go into a self-deleted state. Also say remove MSOL user object ID. Yes, user not found. That's because I forgot to use remove from recycle bin and force. Yeah. Okay, now the mailbox has been unsynchronized and it has been disconnected. It's a self-deleted mailbox, which means I can see it in the self-deleted mailbox container. Here it is. Now I'm going to try and purge the mailbox, remove mailbox. I'm going to use its alias and permanently delete. Still going to let me delete it. Okay, so this scenario no longer applies. To speak a bit more about this, what was going on is that we had a user which was self-deleted and it was previously synchronized from Active Directory. We would go and purge the user. And the mailbox would be in a self-deleted state, and then when we try to purge the mailbox as well, we would receive an error that it's outside the writing scope of the server because the mailbox retained the isDirSynced flag because of the user which was previously synced as well. Apparently, now this is no longer the case since. Purging a synchronized user will result in this flag to be set to false, on the mailbox as well, which would allow us to purge it. Now, the next topic would be disconnect. The disconnect parameter cannot be used on the remove mailbox commanded because it isn't present in the role definition for the current user. This error message could be quite deceiving, and that is because it isn't actually about an issue with RBAC, with role-based access control, and the administrator who is performing the operation does in fact have the necessary permissions to remove the mailboxes, to purge it. And this error message comes up when we have, for example, a lot of soft deleted mailboxes and we want to purge them all in one go by using get mailbox soft deleted mailbox and remove mailbox permanently delete. Now I don't have a lot of mailboxes to purge. I don't have a lot of soft deleted mailboxes. However, there is a workaround. We can purge these mailboxes by using either a small script or by splitting the operation. This would be the command. I'm going to try and reproduce it. Let's see. Now if I go here in Office 365, yeah, my synced mailbox user appeared again because AAD Connect has resynchronized the user. So let's give it a license again. Or actually, I'm not going to use a synchronized user. I'm just going to create two additional users and I'm going to purge their mailboxes. Try to purge their mailboxes in one go. We are going to name them user 1. Sorry about the typo. Okay. User 1. Going to give an Exchange Online license and add. Okay. Now I'm going to create a second user, user 2. And I'm going to give him a license as well. Also, only Exchange. I should have their mailboxes created. Let's verify in Exchange Admin Center. I have user 1. I am now waiting for user 2 to come up. And I have user 2 as well. Going back to my admin interface, I'm going to check again active users. I'm going to purge both users at the same time. Delete users, delete. Going to verify in PowerShell that I have indeed deleted the users. Yes, they appear as being deleted. That means that I would also have their mailboxes in a soft deleted state. Let's check in the interface as well. Yeah, this is the moment when they should be soft deleted. We cannot see them in the interface in Exchange Admin Center. And here they are. Okay. Now I'm going to try and reproduce the error. It's going to be get a mailbox, soft deleted mailbox, remove mailbox, permanently delete. Let's see if I will receive the error message. Ah, okay. Sorry, I forgot to do something, which would be to remove the MSFL users. Get MSFL user. Return deleted users, remove MSFL user, remove from recycle bin force. Okay, verifying again that we no longer have solved deleted users. We don't. But their mailboxes are still there. As you can see, the last soft deleted mailbox is having our first error message that it matches multiple entries. That is because we still have an active user with an active mailbox that uses the same details. I'm going to try and remove the mailboxes once more. It also seems that I'm going to be able to delete them all in one go. Ah, no. Here is the error message. The disconnect parameter cannot be used on the remove mailbox because it isn't present in the role definition for the current user. This is not true. And to overcome this error, we need to do a bit of scripting. Which is, we're going to use a variable in which we are going to store the details of the soft deleted mailboxes. We're going to use their GUID parameters because these are unique. If we list the variable, this is what we have inside of it. And now we are going to use another command, which is the variable, and that is the sign for each. Remove mailbox identity GUID, because this is what we have stored in the variable. The GUID, We're going to say permanently delete. And we're going to add as well confirm false. We should not confirm the deletion again. Let's see if it works. Cannot convert. Okay. Problem. If we go and take this, this is also going to use an exchange and a variable in PowerShell to store the data. It's going to list the soft deleted mailboxes and it's going to use again the GUID. This is what we have in the variable. Ah, okay. So the difference is that I'm having this GUID head of a table. And now we are going to use again this for each function. Okay, it's going to need confirmation. We can either say yes or yes to all. I'm just going to say yes to all. Okay, seems that it's asking for a confirmation on each of them. Yes. Unable to permanently delete user mailbox. The user mailbox has litigation hold or in place hold applied on it. Please remove the hold before trying to delete. Okay, as we can see, this is the user in question or the mailbox in question, which will lead us to our next chapter, which is litigation hold errors or in place hold errors. Now, the disconnect parameter cannot be used on the remove mailbox commandlet because it isn't present in the role definition for the current user. We have seen that this is a deceiving error message and it can actually be overcome if we do some tricks in PowerShell and instead of running the command directly like this to purge all the mailboxes at once. So this is actually what is causing the issue. The fact that we are trying to purge all the mailboxes in one go like this by using this syntax, and instead we should be using something similar to what I used here, which can be used like this. So we are going to list the GUIDs of the soft deleted mailboxes in a variable, then we are going to use the for each function, and we are going to remove mailbox identity. Okay, so B, this is it, dollar B in dollar A means that we have a GUID in this variable, and it will perform for each GUID in the variable A, it will remove its mailbox. And now we are in a situation where our last soft deleted mailbox cannot be purged because it's placed on hold. We don't know at this point what type of hold is specified on the mailbox. Is it either a litigation hold or is it an in-place hold? So In order to find out, we are going to need to run this command get mailbox. I'm going to use the name soft deleted mailbox and format list hold. Let's see all the properties that we get. Okay, so it seems that the mailbox is placed on litigation hold. It's not on in place hold. This means that we can see this mailbox by running the same command as before, just we are switching the parameter, and instead of soft deleted mailbox, we are going to use inactive mailbox only. And here it is. Now, in order to be able to remove this mailbox completely, we first need to remove the litigation hold feature. We are going to say set mailbox alias inactive mailbox litigation hold enabled false. Okay, this is an unexpected error. What I'm going to do, instead of trying to fix this error message, this is even quite a rare error message, so this is not usually encountered when trying to do this. I'm just going to use another mailbox. I'm going to actually create three mailboxes. I'm going to make use of user 1, user 2, user 3 names. Because we are going to test as well the scenario where the mailbox is placed on in place hold and not litigation hold, because that one is not that simple. Okay, I'm going to add the next user, which is user 2. I'm going to give him an exchange license as well. And I'm going to create the third user, user 3. Also give him a license and a mailbox. Now I need to wait until the mailboxes are provisioned. Let's see. I only have user 1 and user 2, that means that still need to wait a bit more for user 3 to come up as well. And here it is. Now I'm going to enable litigation hold for this user going into the mailbox properties, mailbox features. I'm going to say enable under litigation hold. It's going to ask me how many days, and that would be, let's say, 200 days. I'm going to save and save. It will take around 60 minutes for the litigation hold feature to kick in, but we are not going to wait. All we are interested in is to have the flag on the mailbox that it's placed on litigation hold. Yeah, this is the warning that I was talking about. And now I'm going to go as well to compliance management, where we have in-place e-discovery and hold. Going to perform a search, and I'm going to place on in-place hold the remaining two mailboxes. That would be user 2 and user 3. Okay, yeah, so there is a warning message that on 1st of July we won't be able to use Exchange Admin Center to create searches, and we would need to use the content search feature in Security and Compliance Center. Okay, we're not interested in that at this point. I'm going to add a new mailbox search. I'm going to name it Test Search. I'm going to click Next. And we want to specify the mailboxes to search. This is where I'm going to pick user 2 and user 3, since user 1 was already placed on litigation hold. Okay. Next, include all content. I'm not interested in a specific search. And I'm just going to say place content matching the search query in selected sources on hold. Hold indefinitely. Finish. This will search the mailboxes, it will search for all their content, and it will place the content on in-place hold. Okay. Going to PowerShell, I'm going to run get mailbox user 1. Let's see if the hold has been activated. And yes, we have the litigation hold enabled flag true. I'm going to move on and say get mailbox user 2 FL. In place, and we have an in-place hold. I'm going to check the same thing about user 3, in-place hold. Okay. Given that we have placed on hold these mailboxes by either using litigation hold or in-place hold feature, when I'm going to delete the users in Office 365 Admin Center, I'm just going to check all three of them. And I'm going to say delete users and delete. Close. Going back to PowerShell, let's verify that they have reached the deleted users container. Yeah, okay, we have all three of them here. Now let's purge all of them. Remove MSVL user permanently. Remove from recycle bin force. Okay. Their mailboxes would be also purged. Sorry, soft deleted, not purged, because this is not the point, at least not now. Soft deleted mailbox. And we have three mailboxes added in the soft deleted container alongside the other mailbox. And now I'm going to try and remove mailbox user 1, permanently delete. I will also say confirm false. Unable to permanently delete user mailbox. The mailbox is placed on litigation hold or in place hold. Please remove the hold before trying to delete. Going to try again to run the command give set mailbox user 1 with the inactive mailbox switch and the parameter litigation hold enabled false. And it's again saying the same error message. Okay. In this situation, because we have the mailbox placed on litigation hold and it will not let us disable it when the mailbox is soft deleted, we are going to try something new which isn't covered in our presentation, at least in the topics. That means that I'm going to try to reconnect the mailbox to bring it back online and then try to remove litigation hold from the mailbox and purge it again. How we are going to do this? We need to use the new mailbox command and we are going to use the command in this format. It's new mailbox, inactive mailbox, because the mailbox is inactive currently. And then we are going to use we're going to need the address of the mailbox. And the address of the mailbox is, let's see, FL primary. So this is the address of the mailbox. Going to say get new mailbox, inactive mailbox, the address of the mailbox, name. Let's say user 4. This means that we need to use a unique name. This must not be used by another active user or deleted user for that matter. Going further, our next parameter in the command is Microsoft Online Services ID. That is because I'm not allowed to use the user principal name in Office 365 in Exchange Online. The user principal name is a parameter which is supported in Exchange on-premise when running this command. So I'm going to say user 4 at my custom domain. So this will actually represent the user principal name of the user of the mailbox. Okay, it's asking me for a password. I'm just going to provide a random password. because it's going to create a new user. What this does is it will take the mailbox outside its soft-deleted container and it will make it active again. And we will also have a new active user by the name of user 4. This operation usually takes a while to reconnect the inactive mailbox to a new account. We will also, or we should also, receive a warning message that will tell us that we need to assign a license to the user, because in 30 days the mailbox will be purged. However, in our situation, it will not be purged because the mailbox has previously been placed on litigation hold. There is a scenario where this might not be working, and that would be if we are in our first situation. This one, where we have a soft deleted mailbox with some details, and we have also an active mailbox with the same details as the soft deleted mailbox. And when we are going to try to use the command new mailbox inactive mailbox to reconnect the soft deleted mailbox to a new account, it will give us an error message saying that the mailbox matches multiple entries. But this is a special situation. Okay, after you create a new mailbox, you must go to Office Admin Center and assign a license. Okay. And it has created a new mailbox by the name of user 4. The inactive mailbox has been recovered to preserve data until you obtain a valid license. We have enabled single item recovery for 30 days. Additionally, we have also enabled retention hold for 30 days. Once a valid license has been assigned for this mailbox, you can choose to disable these settings and use litigation or in-place hold instead to preserve data. Okay, now we are going to use get mailbox user 4, and let's see if litigation is still there. It shouldn't, because we don't have a license assigned. And it isn't, okay. What this means is that I have a new user created. Okay, I have get MSOL user, user principal name, user 4 at my custom domain. Yeah, so here it is. It doesn't have a license, however, we have a mailbox for the user. And now, if we decide that we really don't need that mailbox and we don't need its contents, we can proceed as usual and delete the user. Remove MSOL user, user principal name. Okay, yes. It's already in deleted users. Remove MSOL user, user principal name. Remove from recycle bin force. Okay, this mailbox would be in a soft deleted state currently, or actually not, because as I mentioned previously, we are discussing about scenarios where we delete a user while he still has the license assigned. This one did not have a license. So at the point when we removed the user from Office 365, the mailbox was immediately disabled instead of soft deleted. So we are not able to see that mailbox again. Or, sorry. Okay, so it means that we have not waited long enough. Again, this is a special situation where we have this mailbox in soft deleted, even if the user was not licensed, and my guess is that it has something to do with this warning that the inactive mailbox has been recovered and we have single item recovery and retention hold enabled until the license is assigned, which basically means that the mailbox is not expired. It will expire after 30 days, and after that it will be completely purged. We will no longer be able to see it. But now we have it here, so again, remove mailbox user 4, permanently delete, confirm, false. And that's it. We have removed this mailbox as well, and now we are left with the other two mailboxes, with user 2 and user 3. Now, if I try to remove user 2, for example, it will not let me. It will give me the same error message that I received with the other user, which was placed on litigation hold. And in this situation, we could try to perform the same steps as we did with the other user, that is to remove the to reconnect the mailbox to a new user account, which should remove the in-place hold, or we can just try to remove this mailbox from the mailbox search that we used previously to place the mailboxes that we search on in-place hold. To do this, we need to use PowerShell again, or we can actually try from the interface. Let's see. We have sources here, and we should be able to fix this by just removing user 2 mailbox and save. Could result in the mailbox being permanently deleted if this is the last hold on this mailbox. Yes, we want to do this. And mailbox user 2 should have been deleted, removed from the mailbox search. Okay, it's no longer here. That means that if I go to PowerShell and if I run this command, let's see, where was it? Okay, never mind, I'm just going to run the command again. Let's get mailbox, soft deleted mailbox, user 2, format list or FL in place. And as you can see, we no longer have any in place holds on this. That means that we should be able to purge the mailbox at this point. So we are going to say remove mailbox user 2, permanently delete, confirm, false. And it's done. Going to verify again the soft deleted mailbox container. And we have user 3 and the other mailbox still here, but user 2 is no longer in the soft deleted mailbox container, which is a good thing. We were able to fix the issue. And this pretty much covers everything that I had to say that I have to say about this these scenarios and how to purge a soft deleted mailbox. We also have a blog that you can follow. It's called EXO Voice on Blogs.net. This is my article because this was all about transforming an article that I wrote into a demo. It's about how to purge a soft deleted mailbox in Office 365. As you may see, it has been published on May, 24th of May last year, so in 2016. Probably by now, that error message that was saying that the mailbox is desynced. Okay, so this one has already been fixed by our product engineering team, by the guys who are developing Exchange Online, because this error message currently is no longer appearing, is no longer an issue. So when we have a user that is synchronized with Active Directory and we delete the user, when the mailbox goes to a soft deleted state, it will have this flag, is desynced, set to false instead of true as it when it was active. But nevertheless, the solution for this issue, if the flag for some reason remains on true, even when the mailbox is soft deleted and we no longer have the synchronized user, we purged the user. The solution for this issue to completely get rid of the mailbox is to reconnect it to a unique user account in Office 365 in order to take it out of the soft deleted state. At the moment when the mailbox is reconnected to a new account, this flag will be set to false if it was set to true previously when the mailbox was soft deleted. So the command that we should be using at that point would be this one that we used previously. So new mailbox, inactive mailbox, the email address of the inactive mailbox, or the GUID. We can use lots of parameters. Name, this has to be unique in the tenant, Microsoft Online Services ID, which is the same as the user principal name parameter, and here we give a new user principal name, which again has to be unique, and this will reconnect the mailbox to a totally new account, and it will reset this flag if it was ever set to true because the previous user was synchronized from Active Directory. And like I said, this is our blog, EXO Voice. It comes from Exchange Online Voice. Here we have lots of articles. That we have published. As you can see, we have how to resolve the following issue: re-enable an account of a returning employee, you assign a license where the mailbox is not provisioned, moderated group scenario in hybrid configuration, move folders and subfolders with EWS managed API in Exchange Online or Exchange Web Services Managed Application Programming Interface, because this is the entire name. Move email messages from a source folder to a target folder with Exchange Web Services Managed Application Programming Interface in Exchange Online and many others. In place hold feature. And we also have something about public folders, data recovery, how to restore an inactive mailbox. This is a blog which contains a lot of comprehensive articles which have been written by my colleagues, also support escalation engineers in Office 365 Exchange Online team. So keep monitoring this blog. Like I said, go to blogstechnet.microsoft.com and search for EXO Voice, or just type EXO Voice on your favorite search engine on your browser, and you should reach this page. Just stay tuned because more articles are going to be published in the future. As for now, I would like to thank you very much for following me on this trip that was exploring what possibilities we have to purge a soft-deleted mailbox in Office 365 and why would we want to do that. And I hope to see you again in a new web session. Thank you very much, and I wish everyone a lovely day.